Okay, as you know, the Gemara on Daf Ches has a list of Birchas Chasanim. And I'd like to talk about the Birchas Chasanim, the brachas that we say under the Chuppah, and we say it every Sheva brachas. And given that we have about 40 minutes and 6 brachas, that gives me about 6 minutes per bracha. So let me try at least to give a little insight into the chashivas of the bracha. Now the first thing is, the Ben Torah has to understand that the brachas you say under the chuppah are not all about chasam v'kala. They're called birchas chasanim. They certainly have a connection to marriage. However, anybody who looks at the words of the bracha understands that they have different meanings. To me it's very strange, they sing in Eshkechech Yerushalayim, when they break the glass, they just finish saying, They just finished saying those words, and they just finished saying the last bracha that Oyd Yishama Bara Yehuda Bechutzis Yerushalayim. People think Oyd Yishama Bara Yehuda means Mazel Tov. It's a tefillah from Mashiach to come. Oyd Yishama Bara Yehuda Bechutzis Yerushalayim Kol Sasim Kol Simcha. So they really just finished saying Imesh Gachech. The reason for Seis Tassis, the Rishayim say, is because of Imesh Gachech Yerushalayim. So it's really not necessary to sing it again. There's nothing wrong with singing it. But it is because people have no idea what the brachas are about. But since it's the Gemara here on Daf Ches, so I'd like to try to go through the brachas and a little insight into each of the brachas. Okay, the first bracha that the Gemara brings is Shahakel Bar Lechvaydai. Shahakel Bar Lechvaydai, Rashi says, is Einem in Haseder, Ella Lekovei Haneasafim, who are being Goymel Taiv, those who come to the wedding, to be Goymel Taiv, to be what Rashi calls Shushvinis, to be those who accompany a Chasen Kala to a wedding. So we make Lekvaidam, we make a bracha Shahakol Baro Lekvaidai. Now Rashi doesn't explain, how is that Lekvaidam? We're not saying, if you could tell me, say a bracha Lekvaidam, say a bracha, the Baruch Hashem should give a bracha to everybody who came. Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai means God created everything for His honor. It doesn't sound like, what does Rashi mean? Lechvayt HaNe'asafim? Well, what does it mean? It's Lechvayt HaNe'asafim. Very, very hard to understand. At every chuppah, something takes place that's not natural. It's not the normal progression of the way people behave. What happens at every chuppah is that there are people there that are genuinely happy for other people. There are people there, maybe some of them themselves were not zeichet to go to a chuppah yet, and they're happy because someone else is happy. The kfayt ha'nesafim is that people come who are rejoicing together with others. Animals don't have a feeling of being happy for others. Even human beings, the more sensitive a person is, the more neshamadik he is, the more spiritual he is, the more he's happy for other people. The more selfish he is, the less happy he is for other people. Most people have a small circle of people who they're happy for. Some people have a greater neshamas and they're happy for people in a larger circle around them. But the whole idea that somebody is happy for someone else is a measure of a halachta bidrachav. It's a measure of the mitzvah saseh in the Torah. It's a mitzvah saseh, I think it's mitzvah saseh tof resh yud aleph. Next to the last mitzvah sefer Torah, next to the last mitzvah is tshuva. And the one before that is halachta bidrachav. It's a mitzvah to emulate the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And the Rabbi Nishalaylam created a world in which He's made the b'riyasa of lechvaydai, shakel bar lechvaydai. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything, which is all lahetiv l'b'riyasa. The whole b'riya is hatava, and he did it lechvaydai. Somehow, kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shalom shows himself as someone who has such a joy, and that's the idea of the simcha of the first bracha. The simcha of the first bracha is a bracha lechvaydai and hasafim who are we're going in the way of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In Yeridaya, in Simereish Mem Dalid, in the Pischetuvah Sifkat and Dalid, He has a shaila. If a zaken vein lefikvaydai should be mechal and his kavid to be in the sameach of chasukali, as a case where they didn't have a musician, and the musician, the only person able to play was a chashav person, but it was not lefikvaydai to be a musician at someone else's wedding. And the shaila that was asked, I think it's the Shos Yaakov, is whether you say zaken vein, you know, zaken vein lefikvaydai doesn't have to do mitzvahs bein al machaber. And he writes there that the mitzvah to be mesameach chasam v'kala is a mitzvah it's a ben al chaveri mitzvah, but it's a me'en of ben adam lamokim b'kem mitzvah. It's God being shushvinin like the Rabbi Hashem is a shushvinin. And therefore the kvayd ha-ne'asafim, the maila of the ne'asafim, is that they're happy for someone else, genuinely joyful for someone else. The Torah says, when you give tzedakah, al yera levavcha besitcha loy. Such a midah. When you do chesed to someone else, al yera levavcha, you're missing something, you're giving to someone else. It would be natural, the natural thing is for a person to feel he's missing something and for someone else. And the higher darga of a person is to be happy, genuinely happy for someone else. And that's the bracha of the Nesafim. We bench the Nesafim, that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakov Har Lechvaydai, that is Meitiv Lechvaydai, they too are Meitivim just for that reason, because it's a proper thing to do. And that's why they do. So that's the first bracha, Lechvaydai Ne'asafim, because they're doing something that's really not normal in the natural way that people would behave. Naturally, the way people would behave, people naturally are selfish. People naturally are interested in their own good. The fact that you can be happy for others is a higher darga. Now, of course, the PS of the bracha is that it's birchas chasanim. We call it part of the six birchas chasanim. Because any thinking person realizes that this midah that we're praising the Nesafim with, we're praising the Nesafim in front of the chasan, we're saying, listen, chasan, listen to this midah. There's a midah of sacrificing your own convenience for someone because you rejoice with another person. That midah is also birchas chasanim. It's a message to a chasan. Now, naturally people are selfish. Naturally people have their own feelings at heart. So here we say a bracha l'kvayda ne'asafim, but we call it birchas chasanim. We make a part of birchas chasanim. Because we're telling the chasan, listen to the midah that we're talking about. It's a midah that a chasan has to know. Gemara Brachos Daf Samach Aleph says, "Limda Torah Derech Eretz, sheyazer gadol im katan b'shushvinus v'ayir alai." We learn from Hashem, who was a shushvinus to Adam at his kaviyachol when he got married, like Rashi brings. So same thing, you should have that midah. That's this idea, the midah of being happy because someone else is happy. It's the opposite of selfishness. It's giving up your own convenience and really rejoicing inside just because someone else has joy. And that, as I said, is a message of Birchas Chasanim as well. So that's the first bracha, Shakal Bar Lechvaydai, which is Lechvayd HaNe'asafim. I doubt very many people at any given wedding have any inkling that the first bracha is l'kvayd ha-ne'asafim, except those who learned Tzubis Daf Ches. So you know the first bracha is l'kvayd ha-ne'asafim, now you know it. But I doubt that there are many people there that know it, although it's a midah, Baruch Hashem, that you didn't have to be happy for others. The second bracha is the bracha of Yaitzer Ha'adam. Bracha to Hashem l'kenu melech ha'olam, Yaitzer Ha'adam. God created man. It's a bracha on the Ma'aseh Bereishis that on the sixth day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person. And again, it needs some insight. It doesn't sound like something, at least this bracha by itself, doesn't sound like something appropriate for a wedding. There's a kasha from a Bach. The Bach in Simin Mem Vav in Hilchis Berchus HaShachar, the Bach is quoted by both the Magen Avraham and the Taz on the page of Shulchan Aruch. He asks, when we say every morning, Shleis Ani Goy, Shleis Ani Yavet, Shleis Ani Isha, why do we say three brachas in a negative? Make one bracha. Shasani Yehudi. Why don't you just make one bracha? Make a bracha, Shasani Yehudi, and then you say to yourself, why do you have to make three brachas for the same idea? So the first teres that the Bach brings is that the Gemara says in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel that Beishamay Besil Nimnu Vagamru Mutav Leila Adam Shalai Nivra Misha Nivra, that it would be better for a person not to have been created instead of having been created. It's a very difficult Gemara. It's hard to know the Shachla Vitarian. Is it better for a person that he was created or better for a person that was not created? I always have a hard time with it. Like, if you give me two choices, chocolate and vanilla. I know chocolate, I know vanilla. I could pick. Nivra, so I have a little idea of what it means to be Nivra. I don't know what the option of loy Nivra is. Like, what exactly does it feel like to be loy Nivra? It's a very hard to weigh. Alright, so I didn't write the Gemara. Bisham Esil, Nimnu Vagamru. That's why we can't make a bracha. Shasani Yehudi, because you can't make a bracha. Shasani Yehudi, it's mutavlai shalai nivra. That's the past teretz. Both of Mugen of Ramataz bring it as the first teretz. What's the kasha? Kasha is? No? You guys awake? So how do you make a bracha yetzer adam? How do you make a bracha yetzer adam? How can you make a bracha? Yetzer Adam. What's Yetzer Adam? It's a bracha Hashem created us. The Gemara said, Nayef Leil Adam. Sholay Nivra Misha Nivra. So the truth is that there are a lot of other kashas on this Gemara in Erevin that Rishonim ask. The Gemara says, Nayef Leil Adam, Sholay Nivra Misha Nivra. The Gemara is fakert. Matter of fact, Thursday nights we're learning Avodah Zarah. Mesechtas Avodah Zarah we just had last night. The Gemara says, "Umalei bayu v'nazik tayvel aviseyu." Shemalei heim be nazik tayvel taravis. If not for them, we wouldn't have been born. Gemara is a certain context there, which you can look it up. The Gemara is such a statement. Bayu aviseyu, not for them, we wouldn't have been born. So Tosfos says, "What do you mean? Hayachlei lod mishalei nivra." What's Bayu Vinazi Taiva? Other Gemaras that are mashma, it's better to exist than not exist. It says, Yafel Adam Shachas, since it's good to be in this world. Kibir Aveim, according to many Rishayim, is Akaras HaTaiv, to parents who bring you into the world. So, there are theories on this idea of mutav loy shalay nivra mishanivra. There's a letter from Yisrael Salanter, who's masbir, at least the way Mr. Malio explains the letter. What's mutav loy shalay nivra mishanivra? This world is a high risk place. You have a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of averus. It's high risk. There's a tremendous risk here in falling. There seem to be many more opportunities for aveiros than for mitzvahs. It's a big risk. The Rosh Hashanah says that the Goyim didn't want to be mekabel the Torah. So they said, why take a risk? Here, I have seven mitzvahs, I'll keep my seven mitzvahs, and God knows title my love, seven mitzvahs. Why be mekabel tariag mitzvahs? For what? It's why should I come to a Nisayin? So Rosh Hashanah says that the mutav lo shalay nivra is that human beings, a human intellect can't understand that it's kedai. We don't understand. To us, it seems it's not kedai. Baruch Shalom did it. It's got to be good. Shem kilanum chastai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good. But a human being can't understand it, can't appreciate why it's good. If you make a serious cheshbon, not kedai. Yisrael Salanta writes that on Pesach and Sukkot we're happy. We understand. Pesach got Aram Mitzrayim. Sukkot, we had that Ani HaKovit. But Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra, he says, the Torah says, Shamarta es hachukim. By keeping Shavuos, the Torah calls it a chayk. A chayk, Shavuos. Why is it a chayk? Because who says it's kedai? It's very hard. You have more opportunities to make mistakes in Kabbalah Satayr. So the idea of Mutav Loishol Nivra is that it's a very challenging, a daunting thing that a Kaddish Baruch Hu created human beings. Is it good? It must be good. Rav Hashem did it. Rav Hashem is a Mutav Meitiv. But human intellect, when you weigh the two sides, however a human being could weigh it, it's frightening. It's Korev La'aveira. And it's a very frightening thing. That's where we saw Salanta's beer. In other words, it's not worth.
So
being Nivra with no mitzvahs is certainly worth it, because then it's fun. It's all fun.
What
he's saying is that the Nivra is with the mitzvahs. The truth is, the Masha says it. Masha says, Nimnu Vagamru, they count it. The mitzvah sasei is less than the mitzvah slice sasei. They have more chances to mess up than they have chances to succeed. That's what he says. So coming back to Yetzer HaAdam, it seems that a few of the Gerei Rebbes, the Sas Emes, the Imri Emes, talked about this. They say that a chassan has a certain optimism. A certain optimism. When a chassan stands under a chuppah, heading towards life, he has a certain optimism that things are certain, they call it a certain air that shines on them. Certain radiance that a person has, which when he gets married, he has this optimism. Where does it come from? So the Sasema says it comes because Michael like Al Kalav Einayisav. Kishbaruch was Michael, Avaynisav Achasim Kalam. So in Meila they have this optimism, and Meila then the Shama has this optimism of being successful. So the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam is on this. It's as if we say today we can make a bracha in Yetzirah HaAdam. Today, the chasen, it is a bracha that's for the person. We can make a bracha for Yetzirah HaAdam and hope that a person should be successful, should be good at it. The strange thing I saw in the Galyani Hashas of Yosef Engel on Shabbos Pei Tes, he says a chasen, just like in Shemayim, they don't punish the first 20 years after you're born. He says the first 20 years after you're married. You hear that? First 20 years, Hashem doesn't punish. So I don't know exactly what that means. It sounds like every 20 years it would be a good idea to renew your vows or something. I don't know. What does he mean, 20 years? He brings it from a kadmon, the Galyani Hashas. I don't know. What I think he means is that you don't get punished for things that have to do with marriage. It takes about 20 years to figure out how to do this. You know, how to do it. Marriage things, it takes a while to learn. But be that as it may, that's the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam. The insight into Yetzer HaAdam is fakert. We're talking to the chasm. You're in a matziv of Yetzirah HaAdam. You're in a matziv where you could appreciate the Yetzer HaAdam. You can appreciate the Bria. You can appreciate it with all its potential, all its promise. I told you many times that when you stand under the chuppah and you look at life, it's not exactly the way it's going to be. Not exactly. Heading out on a highway and you think it's smooth, there'll be bumps on the highway. There'll even be some detours on the highway. But at least when you start, you have the new car smell, the new feeling, certain optimism. And that's a message also, talking to the chassan. That's the second bracha. Now, the third bracha is also a Yetzer HaAdam bracha. But it's a longer Yetzer HaAdam bracha. Hashayatzer HaAdam b'tzalmai. Can you touch that? Hashem created man b'tzalmai. How do you touch him? In whose image? His image with a capital H or with a small H? Huh? Hashem created man b'tzalmai. In God's form? Or in, how do you touch b'tzalmai? Somebody have an article sitter? There? In whose tzalim? That's the other Talmenu. I know the Shita Mukubetza says B'tzalmai means B'tzalmai Shal Adam.
What's it saying then?
What's it saying? Okay, so I have to figure out what it's saying. You're right, we have to figure out what it's saying. I think in the sheet it says, but I looked in the Siddurim, in the Eitzer, it's a Tefillah Siddur, it says it means B'Tzalam Shalada. So Ashi Yatzar Sadam B'Tzalmai, B'Tzalam Demustav Nisai, Hashem gave a person his own form, V'Histin Lai Mimenu B'Nyanad Ayad, Barat Hashem Yatzar Hadam. So in Asugya it says that this refers to the Yetzira Shniya. Hashem created first Adam, either b'machshava or b'maisa. Hashem created Adam and Chava as one guf. That's the Yetzira Rishayna. And the Yetzira Shniya is that Adam was created in one guf. That's B'Tzalmai. That was the original Tzalam of Adam. And then, V'iskalai mimenu b'yanadayad, Hashem created from Adam Chava. He took Chava mimenu from Yipal Tadema. Adam had fell asleep, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took from him the Tzala and created Chava. That's called Yetzira Shniya. As a matter of fact, Shita Mekubetza says Yetzer HaAdam, the first Yetzer HaAdam is male. The second one, Yetzer HaAdam, refers to Chava. Shita says women also are called B'Shem Adam. Adam is generic. And the second Yetzer HaAdam refers to the creation of Chava. So we have two. We have one Yetzer HaAdam on the original creation, and Yetzer Adam on the breaking off of Chava. So here, there's a nafka mina lahalacha. There's a sefer on Eben Ezer named Atzei Arazim. Atzei Arazim is an earlier achrayim. You never heard of him because he's only wrote a sefer on Eben Ezer, but it's quoted often in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Atzei Arazim says, if under the chuppah you mess up the order of the brachas, it's not ma'akid. The Rambam says, to say the Sidra ain't a ma'akid. Except the two Yetzer HaAdams. If you mess up the order, it's ma'akid. Why? Because the first Yetzirah was Adam, with Chava one goth. The second Yetzirah was Adam, it was Chava from Adam. It's got to be in order. The Nikras Maisha, Ramesha writes that to be Chayshishrit. So it's not sure he's right, but because the Rambam said the said is not ma'akid. But Safik Brachas La'akul, if it ever happens under the chuppah, I was once at a wedding where it happened, where they said the wrong Yetzer HaAdam first. I didn't say anything. I just stood on the side. I wasn't in charge. And because, you know, it's a big thing. You have to cut out one kibbutz. Whose kibbutz you cut out, which side loses the kibbutz? It's a problem. So they made the other brachas. I'm still going to say, Amen. But I'll tell you, I have a kasha. In Shulchan Aruch, again, it's Simin Mem Vav. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Matir Asurim has to be before Zaykev Kfufim. Matir Asurim is when you wake up that you can move. And Zaykev Kfufim is what? That you can lift yourself up, that you can be Zaykev yourself. You can stand up or sit up. So if you said Zaykev Kefufim, the Mechaber says you don't say Matir Asurim afterwards. The same thing, Shloyasani Goy, Shloyasani Yav, Shloyasani Yisha, that doesn't say Mechaber, but the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who say if you said Shloyasani Yisha, you can't say Shloyasani Goy and Eved anymore. It's Kailulim. But in both these cases, the Mishnah Berurah paskens not that way. Mishnah Berurah says if you mess up the order, that you could say it. Because that the Chazal was sacking it, they were sacking it for an order. But Lamaise, you can do it. The question is why the two Yetziris should be different, and I'd like to explain that. Why do we make the first Yetzir HaAdam? Chayr has nothing to do with marriage. We should only make the Yetzir Shniya. Yetzir Rishayna was a failed experiment. Why do we make the Bracha? So the Bior is that really the whole idea of a husband and wife is really not so normal. Take two people who grew up separately, you put them in one house and you lock the door and you say stay here for 50, 60, 70 years. It really doesn't make that much sense. It's not so likely that that they'll how do you put two people and stick them together all the time, everything, all decisions, everything they have to do together. It's when you think about it logically, it doesn't make so much sense. A lot of times, when I made kiddushin, It always strikes me, if the chassan would realize what's happening when he lets go of that ring, you know, at that point he's already committed. But if you think about it, like, how can you do that? How is it possible? The answer is that we understand that a husband and wife are one from the beginning. They're really one. There's a oneness. There's a yichud ha-neshamas. A person is a plagufa, we say. Like half a person. And a person comes back with a partner. We call it a basheret. The purpose of making the two yitzer ha-adams is to say, bedafka, that we were one. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu separated, a man and a woman. And now they're coming together. You know what it's like? When I was a teenager, I liked to play ping pong. I haven't played ping pong for 30, 35 years. Now, someone never played ping pong, you know, it takes a long time to get the wind of it. But, you know, if I had to play ping pong, I'd probably be a little rusty, but I could do it. You know, I did it once, you know, 35 years ago, I did it, so I would get the gist of it more quickly. So I don't mean that marriage is like ping pong, but it's this idea that when you had something originally, it's easier to come back to it. It's easy to come back to something that was originally one. And that's why it's not like Zaykif Kefuf and Matir Asurim. They're two brachas that are two separate brachas that have in order. Here, it's the two Yitzer HaAdams that go together. It's the idea that you are originally one guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated. And now he puts together again. So again, we make these brachas, the chassan should listen. You should hear what the brachas are. What are the brachas? The brachas are a statement of Yitzir Yishayda, Yitzir Yishniyah. Not just you dated and you come together. It's Yitzir Yishayda. It's a oneness that's coming together again. It's a reconnection of two parts that belong together. So it belongs there. It belongs there. It's Birchas Chasanim. All these brachas, which seem to have other messages, are Birchas Chasanim. They're messages for the Chasim and Kala. They have strong messages for the fundamentals of marriage that are part of the idea of the bracha. Next bracha is Tosis, which is the most disconnected bracha, which has no shaychus to marriage. Sois Tosis v'sogei la'akara b'kibbutz panel v'simcha b'simcha. Who's that talking about? The Yerushalayim. Bring a bracha of Yerushalayim, Sais Tosis, Sagal Akara. You know, people think Sais Tosis, the Chazon Kala should be happy. They should be happy, but that's not what it means. Sais Tosis for Sagal Akara, it's a bracha, Hashem, give Yerushalayim back, kibbutz banel, the Seicha Besimcha. That Kala let them come back. Bracha Hashem, it's a mechzim bevanel. It's a bracha about Yerushalayim, which seems to have zero connection. Zero connection. I mean, the Yishayim say, again in the Shita, they say that this is a Meshkechech Yerushalayim, Tishkech Yemini. So we mention Yerushalayim. But really, it's a sort of out of place thing. But here again, there's a Shaychus. The truth is Yerushalayim is disproportionately represented in everything we do. When we bench, we make a bracha by Yerushalayim. Why make by Yerushalayim on benching? What does Yerushalayim have to do with benching? You may understand it. Benching is one bracha on food, one bracha on Eretz Yisrael, and one bracha on Yerushalayim. And then the Chazal added a fourth bracha. Seems a little out of place. We make brachas in Yerushalayim everywhere we go. We say Alviyo, we say Mizichu Yerushalayim. The whole Yom Neiram davening is full of references to Yerushalayim, to Tzion, all the time. It's a loyalty. It's a loyalty. And the Eitzer HaMefarshim Siddur, Eitzer HaTfilah Siddur, he says the same idea. He says that Klal Yisrael Yerushalayim and Nimshal Dechazim V'Kala, he brings a pasuk from the Navi. It's a bracha on the loyalty Klal Yisrael has to Yerushalayim. A loyalty goes back thousands of years that was separated from Yerushalayim. I mean, our generation is able to go to Yerushalayim, it's the exception in the Golos. Most generations grew up, they knew it as Yerushalayim, like we know there's a Mashiach. They believed it, they didn't see it. It's a certain loyalty. We make the bracha, Chazal Kala should listen. Listen to the bracha. We're making a bracha about something that's not natural, not normal. 2,000 years later, we're still talking about Yerushalayim. We're still davening to Yerushalayim every day. That idea is also part of Birchas Chasanim. The Seistosis, the loyalty that's there, is part of Birchas Chasanim. And then comes Sameach to Samach, which is the one bracha, which finally is a bracha to Chazal Kala. I want to point out to you Rashi in Suvis that we just learning. If you ask me, you have an Adam Gadol at your wedding. Which bracha is best to give to him? If you ask me, give him Sameach to Samach. Why? Rashi says it's the only bracha that's a tefillah to Chazal Kala should be happy. Sameach to Samach, the Rashi says, it's a bracha, a tefillah, that Chazal Kala should be happy. So you want to get a bracha from an Adam Gadol? Why are you giving him bracha achrita? Why are you giving him to read the ksuba, of all things? Reading the ksuba is not even in the Gemara. Taki, you should look at the Mordechai before Shir on Sunday. The Mordechai is no makar for reading the ksuba. Why are you giving an Adam Gadol to read the ksuba? You give you a bracha. You have an Adam Gadol comes to the chasna, let him say Sameach to Samach. Sameach to Samach is a bracha that the couple should be happy. I'm a little constrained time-wise, so I'll tell you my favorite part that's a shaykhis to Sameach to Samach and to marriage. On the expression Reyim Ahuvim. What is Reya mean? Reya is a friend. A chaver is a friend. Yadid is a friend. Lashon Kodesh have plenty of words for friends. Every language has a lot of words for what it holds chashuv. Italians have a lot of words for spaghetti, and the Jews have a lot of words for friends. Right? A lot of words for friends. Whatever you consider important, you have a lot of different words for. But what's Reyan? It's also a very strange thing. The word Reya is spelled Reish Ayin, which also spells Ra. What Shachis is Ra with Reya? I guess it's the weirdest thing. The same letter is spelled bad and spelled friend. How does that work? Sir Schwab has an incredible insight into the word Reya. It's next week's parasha, Parashas Vayeshev. The first time the word Reya appears in the Torah, I believe, is Vayishlach Yehuda as Gedi Ha'izim B'yad Re'ehu Adulami. The first person to be called the Reya is his friend, this Adulami, mysterious person. What's special about him? Yehuda had a failing. He did something wrong. Something embarrassing, right? He said, if people are going to find out, it's going to be embarrassing. So, there's one person he could tell. Right? He had to go back. He owed this Zayna, who he thought was a Zayna. He owed payment. He owed a Gedi'izim. So he's going to go look for the Zayna. It's embarrassing. So he had to have a friend that he could tell, I messed up. Help me. I did something wrong. Help me. The tzad ra of a person, someone you're comfortable exposing your failings to, that's a real friend. That's a reya. That's a reya. He sends biadre'ehu adulami, he sends him to bring this gedi'izin to the zayna. And he says, I can't find her. And he says, let's be quiet. It'll be embarrassing. It was so embarrassing that Tom was willing to get killed rather than to embarrass him, right? Ready to go on Kishanei, should not be that embarrassing. It's very embarrassing for Yehuda. That's a Reya. A Reya is someone you can show your weaknesses to, and he's still your friend. That's a marriage. A marriage is someone you're comfortable showing your weaknesses to, and you're comfortable that person will compensate, will take care of it, will come through for you. You know, when you date, you don't advertise your weaknesses. Years ago, I had someone in Shir who was dating for a number of years. He dated the daughter of one of my friends. So my friend called me after the first date, and he said to me, you know, they're not going out again, so I'm not calling you because it's not going to get my daughter. But just tell him, he shouldn't tell her all his chasroiness on the first date. So I spoke to him. I said, what are you doing? Tell him, what are you chasroiness? He said, don't you have to be open with each other? He says to me, don't you have to be open? So if you tell all your chesreins on the first date, she's thinking, wow, by the time I get to the eighth date, you know, who knows what's wrong with this fellow. You know, you date, you don't show your chesreins. You get married, then you show your chesreins. Reyim Ahuvim, a very powerful message. It's a message of a friendship, of people who compensate for each other. People willing to compensate one for the other, and that title is a very chashuv title. What's interesting is that we ask Hashem to sameach tesamach reyim ahuvim kesamechecha yetzircha began Eden. Does anybody know what Hashem did to be mesameach Adam and Chava in Gan Eden? Anybody look in the Chumash to say they did anything? You play music? What? So is that the pasuk? You did Chava's here. So he did Chava's here. Like, it's hard to understand. What, where do you have a Chumash? Truth is, there is. There's one pasuk in Chumash that says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did right before he married off Adam and Chava. And you have to think about it and realize exactly what's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right before creates Chava, pasuk Chaf Aleph is Vayapel Hashem Elokim Tardei Malo Adam V'yishon V'yikach Chasaf Nesaloi Seviyiz Gavos Tatachtam. He created Chava. The pasuk before that, V'yikra Adam Shema Yisrochol HaBehem Eloi Fashvayim Chol Chayis Adam Sada Ula Adam Loi Motza Ezer Kenegdai. The pasuk beforehand, as Rashi explains, is that he told Adam, look for a shidduch. I'm not giving you chava right away. Look for a shidduch. Look around. He looked around. The Motza Ezer Kenegdai. I mean, it's a strange thing. I don't know how I'm supposed to understand it, but he tried all the animals. Is there any animal that's a good Ezer for me, a good wife? No animal is a good wife. No animal is a good wife. I'll give you a chava. You see, Adam would have thought, why is he marrying Chava? Easy shidduch. The world has one man, one woman. So why am I marrying her? We're the only two left in the world. The only two in the world, so we're getting married. But Hashem wanted to show him, no, this is made for you. This is for you. Specifically made for you. I'll create for you an Ezek Kenegda. That's the only thing Hashem did to be Mesameach Adam and Chava. He did for them, he showed them that they're made for each other. That idea that Adam and Ishtai are made for each other, that's Sameach Tesamach Re'evum K'samecha Yitzicha B'Gan Eden Mekedem. The greatest simcha a couple can have is to understand that there's nobody else. This is who HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with all the Re'evum, with all the Ra, with all the failings. It's a beautiful piece in the Darash Moshe. It's a beautiful piece for Sheva Brachas Torah. It's the end of Vayechi. It's sort of appended to a shtickle at the end of Vayechi. It has nothing to do with Vayechi. Ramosha writes, Sarach Adam Leida Shetia Emunasai B'chol Ma Shomru Chazal. Whatever Chazal say, you have to believe Kilu Atzmi Yedeyaz Ephes, you know firsthand. The God. Arbaim Yayim Kaidi Mitzirus Havlad Baskal Machrezes Bas Plani Plani. Ramosha says that when Chazal say that, you're supposed to believe it. Sha'acha shenasa isha. Until you get married, you do your shtadlus. Once you get married, ye'etzlai mitzarha emuna borer kishama ba'atzmai abaskal. You should be certain, like you yourself heard the baskal, that this woman is for me. Then tia emunasei berura v'layitla b'mikra klal. If he'll believe it. And he won't think it's because he knew how to date, he knew how to get information, he won't be toiling and anything else. Then a person will have shalom if he understands, and she understands that they're one be'etzem, then they'll be in peace. If he believes that it's ayidei mikra, or a little bit ayidei ma'isav, the mida connected mida nenash lepa'amin k'may shahayat sarach. Hashem says, you believe it's not the etzem one? So I'll give you a life where it's not the etzem one. Very powerful words. Tesameach yetzircha b'gan Eden is a real, it's a real thing. It's a real idea. This is the bracha d'chasam b'kam. As I said, it's a tefillah. It ends with Sameach Chasam Vikala. The last bracha ends with Sameach Chasam Imakala. It says because Sameach Chasam Vikala is a tefillah, even Sameach Chasam and Kala together. Anyway, that's 5 out of 6 brachas. I still haven't done the last bracha. I guess we'll leave that for Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. There are 2 things missing in the Gemara. One is the Bar Pri Hagafen. Gemara doesn't say make Bar Pri Hagafen under the Chuppah. Where does that come from? And one is the reading of the Ksuvah. So I'd like for Sunday, you should learn the Rosh Simen Tez Zayin introduces the Bracha of the Yayin. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. In the Mordechai, on the first page of the Mordechai, he introduces the idea of reading the Ksuvah. That's a source for the 2 things missing in the Gemara. And what happens if you have no wine? You do Sheva Brachas. You have no wine. Make sure you have a brachas someplace in the house. There's no wine in the house. Say no Chamar Medina either. You do Sheva Brachas. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to that someday together with the Panu Chadoshes and the Sugya. At least for 5 of the 6 brachas, I hope you have a little bit of an understanding of what the brachas are about. Havana. It's Hashem. Those who haven't yet had their own brachas should have it soon.